Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from the Villages, Florida. This is the Savvy Retiree. I am with you today after having survived Hurricane Irma last night. Our village here, I am in Sumter County. We were extremely fortunate. We did not lose any power. We had no water issues. We are like in a bubble here. At this particular spot, we suffered. That I know of, no one has had any major damage here, at least on my street where I live. Now, we're not supposed to go out and drive around so that the crews can finish cleaning up, you know, the area and making things preparing for tomorrow when most businesses and restaurants and so on will be open. The schools will be closed tomorrow, but last night was quite a ride. The winds were incredibly strong, just unbelievably strong. I've never, ever experienced anything quite like it. As you all know, I'm from California, and Santa Ana winds were about as strong as I've been in. These were off the chart. They were 75-mile-an-hour winds, and I thought for sure we were going to lose power and who knows what else. But everyone's roof seems to be intact. There is a lady across the way who some of her siding has come off, but the yards, everything is just as it was before the storm. It's this place, it is incredibly unique in that it is a fantasy land for seniors. It doesn't seem real. It is the residents here are very, very proud of their homes and what they have accumulated, you know, in their lifetime. They're just very good neighbors, and we have a great network here of people who look out for each other, care about each other. I've only been here 2 years, and I've met some wonderful people who are genuinely caring, and they love living here. Now, this storm has put Florida on the radar for sure. Snowbirds that are coming down here, you know, you don't know. After something like this, you wonder, you know, how many people will stay in Florida, especially in South Florida, where there's just a massive destruction and flooding and just unbelievable, you know. I can't imagine the damage. Just witnessing on television, it doesn't quite have the same effect as actually being in the conditions that you're looking at. I mean, up to your waist and water and not having power and it's just hard to imagine that people would want to be able to have the desire to start over. We'll just have to wait and see. There are still many people throughout the state without power. and that just shuts everything down. You can't get anything done. And I feel deeply for these people that are just stranded. They're just powerless, truly. So the country should be paying attention to, because for whatever reason, these storms are becoming more and more dangerous, more intense, just incredible that the whole state felt the effect of this storm. Is unbelievable. This is the strongest storm in 57 years to hit Florida. And when I got here, I never understood why Florida couldn't really, you know, or didn't really become more developed. But now, I mean, it's pretty clear that Mother Nature loves to just bulldoze its way through here periodically, and it messes everything up. It does. So we have a spot here where I am that is just sort of like a zone, a safety zone. We're just whatever the makes us different, we might be just perfectly situated where the winds and the water. Now, sure, there were several tornadoes last night also. Not that I heard of in our here, the villages, but there were several within the area outside of here. And they're also, I mean, first you have your hurricane to deal with, then you have tornadoes, flooding, and it's just overwhelming. So I was just shocked when I watched the people in Texas, what they were dealing with when their hurricane came through, and the amount of water and just people homeless. They're driven from their homes. Their homes are all flooded out. And so sorry for them. Now we have gone through something as bad, but this is the whole state. That was basically Houston. This is the whole entire state. It's hard to imagine that this one storm hit the whole state. It covered the entire state. So I'm just still kind of just thinking about it is amazing, amazing. And I'm sure that the scientists are going to be very, the weather predictors and the people who study natural disasters, they're going to be looking at this one pretty closely. I mean, just path of destruction from down in the Caribbean and up through Cuba and then through Miami and on its way up. Hard to believe the effects from that whole thing. So anyway, my dear listeners, I would love to talk to you about your experience. If you're in Florida, 657-383-1639, please call in. I would love to hear about what you experienced during the storm. I invite callers from across the country, wherever you are, feel free to call in and give your thoughts. Again, the number is 657-383-1639. I am the savvy retiree. Now, I can't really say I'm savvy, because when it comes to hurricanes, I don't know much about it. But after last night, I guess I know more than I did before. And when the experts are telling people to prepare for a potential catastrophe, disaster, whatever you want to call it, I listen. I know they know what they're saying. Even preparing for this, people prepared. Most of the people in South County, their preparation was getting in the car and coming as far north as they could come. Now they're going to have to turn around and go back down there and see, you know, their life. But these people here in Florida, they're just a very resilient, self-reliant kind of people. Evidently, they've become accustomed to this weather that's just constantly, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature. And they're used to this. So they seem to respect Mother Nature a lot. They're big on nature, fish, and, you know, their waterways, and they know every plant and every tree and every bird, and they know a lot about nature here in Florida. And it's kind of interesting that this place still, people want to live in an environment that's natural and has such wild weather. But growing up here, I've met many natives who have lived here their whole life, and they don't want to live anywhere else. Every place has its issues. Weather, something that we all experience, whether it be heat, cold, rain, you name it. Weather is an interesting part of life. But to survive a hurricane of that magnitude, I feel very blessed, very, very blessed. And I pray for and thank our governor leadership and his, you know, being very concerned about all of his citizens. He's a good guy. He's a great guy. So to the villages also, I owe a lot of praise and gratitude for their participation in helping keep us safe here in the villages. And to all of you out there in Florida and those who are listening who don't live in Florida, I wish you all well. I hope that you all are safe wherever you are, and that you don't let this one incident discourage you from coming to Florida. It is a beautiful place, and we welcome you. We welcome you. Please just be aware of Mother Nature and give Mother Nature the respect she deserves, and thank your lucky stars every day when you have a blessed day, as I have. God bless you all, and thank you for listening. I will talk to you again. For now, this is the Savvy Retiree signing off. Goodbye.